up, bro?
This
where you been?
Been here. Been sitting right here next to you.
You've been here.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck are you doing here? When you should be tuning in to
Cracking a Convo. That was actually pretty good. I'm pretty proud of that one.
Me too.
It took us.
I honestly thought we were gonna have to do the whole. You know, we always. This is a. You know what? This is a milestone for us.
It took us 5 episodes to get it right.
Yeah, we finally only have to use one recording.
I think it's what I think every time we've done it, we've had to go over like
we had to do times. Like 2 or 3 takes. But yeah, we this is a milestone for us.
I'm very proud of this. So, hey guys, what's up? What's going on? What's the dealio? Every time we talk, we ask about your New Year's resolutions. You know, I fucking give up. I gave up on mine.
January's coming to a close.
Maybe February I'll start it again. Today is going to be an interesting episode. We are going to finally talk to you guys
about Philadelphia,
the forbidden trip.
Yeah, the long-awaited story of how that all went down.
So
in flames.
Oh my God! You know it's funny because that happened back in October.
And it still hurts.
It still hurts a lot. Like, we can talk about this till we're like 80, and you'll still hear the same reaction out of us. But why don't we just jump right into it?
Yeah, I just meant the mere mention of Philly. Marcus goes, "What?"
He's like, "Oh, I can't get so angry."
You see a vein pop out of his forehead. It just says Philly trip.
So we had to be at the airport.
So we decided to all go see Philly with me, you, and Gabe.
Yeah.
Our friend Gabe. Our dear.
Our dear. He said, our Gabe. Our dear. Dear.
Dear.
Oh, no. Yeah, so the reason why I went to Philly
was to go see Modern Baseball's last show.
Mm-hmm.
And so Marcus is a big fan of Modern Baseball, and he told us, and I listened to a few other songs, and I'm like, yeah, these guys are pretty all right. And I actually recognized a few songs from them that I listened to. I didn't know it was from Modern Baseball. So I was like, oh, shit, it's these guys. So I'm like, I'm down to go see their last show. And then we asked our buddy Gabe, because I'm trying to think back why I did that.
Like, why did we ask?
We didn't know, okay? I was innocent. I did not know what was the events that were about to take place.
If we would have known.
If we would have known. When I pulled up to his house, I would have hit him with a pot. He would have been like, hey, you ready to go? And I'm like,
I like how we're like, you know what? You know what's funny? Is prior to this recording, we were like, you know what? We're going to be nice about it. And it's
it
almost
all
like, it just went to shit right there, man.
I'm sorry, that was me. I did that kind of shit. I'm the one that's talking about, like, we should probably keep this, you know, light and stuff. And I'm over here just like...
I would have tried to... I'm out of the head with the fucking
just
bat.
Say the word, just blame.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But yeah, so we decided to ask him to come with us. And
lo and behold, this was... I don't know, man. We,
This was one hell of a trip.
Yeah, it was. We had to be there at 6 o'clock,
right?
We had to be there at 6 o'clock to check in, get on board, because I think it was like a good, like, was it almost like 30 minutes to an hour before we were actually going to take off?
Yeah.
So we get there, and we all decided, you know, we didn't know what to bring, like what to carry in. And
yeah.
So Jacob had made the idea, you know, it's free to bring a carry-on bag. And basically, a carry-on bag is like those small duffel bags are basically like a really small, like, school backpack.
It's just a backpack, yeah, a backpack.
Yeah. And, everyone's like, all right, we're going to do this. And so when we get out of the car to go to the airport, I bring out my little carry-on. Jacob brings his little carry-on.
This dude comes out with a huge-ass duffel bag that can fit a body. Just like, what do you have in there?
Like a 6-foot person. And that's how big the bag was. And he's just like, well, let's go. And
I had no idea what we later on find out what he had in there, but we'll get to that. So, it fucking...
So
So we, long story short, we couldn't get on to the flight
because we couldn't.
He had a huge checked bag that we had to be there like an hour ahead of time for. So he had to buy a separate ticket, separate flight, which actually he got there before us.
Yeah. He got there, I thought, 5 hours earlier than us.
I'm sorry, Florida, but I'm never going to visit.
that's never going to happen.
Humid as fuck. I walked out there and I had a layer of humidity on my skin or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But basically,
how long did we have to kill? We had to kill
an hour.
We had to kill an hour between the flights and we went outside because
we were outside for 30 seconds.
You know what the original plan was? We were going to be like, oh, let's go outside and maybe like get something to eat or who knows.
Oh, yeah.
And we walked out and just. Like, it was just this heat.
We didn't even say anything. We looked at each other and we just walked right back into the airport. Just like, this is not happening.
It was bad.
So,
we waited it out.
Yeah.
Got back on from Fort Lauderdale.
We were so tired.
That was a good trip, though. The beginning there was a little, like, crowded, but the second half to Philly was pretty nice. Like, I think we were able to fall asleep for at least a good few hours. Maybe, I think, like, a little over an hour. I know, I knocked out on and off. I was right against the window, and I passed out.
Yeah. So we get there to the airport, right? We're looking for Gabe. We see him. We get Gabe. And maybe you should have looked him up. So we get Gabe. And we go get the rental car and everything. We get all our shit sorted out. And I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about all of this right now. That car was nice, though. But anyways, so we get to the hotel, and I think we our check-in time was at 1.
Yeah.
And we got there, like, an hour early. So we just kicked it in the car, and we, like, knocked out because we were extremely jet-lagged and tired.
Yeah.
And then at, like, around 1:10, like, we go in there. We're just like, okay, it's probably ready. They're like, oh, no, they have, like, a meeting or something. Like, you have to wait another hour. And we're just like,
yeah. Click. We passed out in the car.
Yeah. So by the time, we just knocked out in the car. And you were sleeping soundly through the snoring.
Oh, man.
But I was awake for a while because,
we got in there. I don't know, because, we got in there. The room was real nice. It's 2 beds, 3 dudes. I mean, you can only imagine how that went on from there. It was really small.
Just for what you did.
It was cool. We spent that time. It was the day before the show, and we spent our time traveling around in upper town of Philadelphia and downtown Philadelphia. Which downtown Philadelphia is really cool. It literally has different sections, it's not like we're trying to like be those type of people, but. Literally, Philadelphia was broken off into sections of like good, all right, what the fuck, man.
McDonald's trip will explain that all.
Overall, Philadelphia, where we stayed, it looked like the apocalypse had ran through it. Like, the houses were very old, and it was probably authentic, like old homes that were like way back. I don't know, it was our first time, so I mean, I can't really judge it, but we went to this McDonald's, and we went to the drive-thru.
This is after the concert.
After?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were starving. Are we going to the concert first? I was going to say, like, you're jumping straight into, like,
McDonald's happened before the show, I want to say.
It was after, because remember, it was so late, we couldn't find a place.
We got pizza, didn't we? After the show.
You know, maybe it was another night because it was really late. I remember that. Nothing was open.
Let's do the timeline that McDonald's happened first then.
Just go, go ahead and tell the McDonald's story.
So McDonald's happened and we went to the drive-thru and this the lady there, like, you know, you go through a drive-thru and they say, hi, welcome to whatever we're trying to get for you.
No, we didn't get that.
No, we didn't
get that. You have to come inside. You can't place your order.
Instantly. Instantly.
We're just like, oh, okay, that's cool. And
we go in and we're like, blocked off by a bunch of kids.
Yeah, they were just hanging there. They weren't like, you know.
They looked at us like we were outsiders. And we definitely looked like outsiders. Like we did not belong.
You guys are not from Philadelphia.
Problem two is that There was a numerous amount of things that happened, but I mean, it'd be too long just to explain it into the podcast. But what do you call it? We got our food, which took forever.
Yeah, like when she was taking the order, she threw her cups at us.
She threw our cups at us.
Like legit threw like
y'all thirsty? Those cups.
I was just like, all right, cool. And then, dude, the food there tasted like it was like made 2 days ago, and they just like
tossed it all.
They were just playing around. They were not even like
no.
Yeah, but
oh yeah, what was it? Gabe left the
Gabe left the window.
Yeah, here's fuck up number one. So
one dude. Okay, yeah.
It's the first. No, that's number two. First one was the airport. Here's number two then. So we get there, and after we get our food, and keep in mind the car that we had, the rental car we had. Gabe kept the window down. We told him everyone windows up. Kid does not fucking listen for shit. So we get in the car with the window down, and the girl, the girl, the drive-thru, she was there. And what did you say?
Oh, so basically we were walking towards the car. We all looked at each other, and I was just like, wait till we get in the car. And then right when we get into the car, I was like, what the fuck was that? And then Gabe has his window wide open, so the chick at the drive-thru, she looks dead at us. Yeah. And then I look over to Marcus, and I'm like, drive. And he's like getting his food sorted out, and I'm just like, dude, if you don't want this chick to come out here and freaking like whip your ass, just like freaking drive.
You're like, dude, we need to go. And I'm over here like, all right, this chicken dinner's over. Right, she looked mad as hell.
And again, she was working the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't we go through the drive-thru? I don't know.
Yeah, she was working it, but we couldn't go through it.
I think it was just us, I guess.
She saw us, and she's like, fuck these kids. So we did that, and it was before the show, because I know we drove around and we wanted to be familiar with the area and where it was at. What we ended up doing is we went to the Union Transfer where it was at. We went over there just to get an idea of how to get in and whatnot. And we were blasting Modern Baseball, because they were having a 3-day show, like a final show thing. It was the final weekend, like the Halloween weekend.
There was a bunch of people out there, and we were just blasting it.
We blasted it loud.
And we were just like, yeah, like they were feeling us, like we were driving back.
We,
it was cool.
We get back and we go to bed. Well, we tried to just jet lag, really mess. I always thought when someone would tell you, you know, you're gonna get jet lagged, or I was jet lagged, like you were just like so tired, your sleeping pattern was messed up. No, it's funny because it literally felt like when we got on the plane to go to Philadelphia, like I was like, oh man, you know, I'm so tired. Didn't really even get to sleep. And then once we were out there, it's like, it was almost like I had my 8 hours in, and I was just wide awake. I was blasted and ready to roll. Like, I took a bunch of monsters, and I was good to go. But we got back. I know we were just hanging out, and we didn't do a whole lot. But I think we just went straight to bed.
We knocked out right when that hotel room was available. Knocked out. We woke up, and then
I think right when we woke up, it was like we had to wake up, get ready, and go right to it, because that was like the first day of jet lag really screwing with us.
Yeah,
we all got ready, and we dipped straight back down to downtown Philly to go to the show, and the line was a little long.
Yeah, we did a car karaoke thing on the way there. Oh, do you guys want to go see how that went down?
Yeah.
What were we going to call that? Reason number two?
Yeah. No, reason number three.
Reason number three. So check out reason number three.
Yeah, we all created a YouTube channel that kind of just took its own turn for the worst. But, you know, a lot of these stories that we're telling you, they made their way to YouTube.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a little exhibit for all our stories now. If you want to go check it out, it's the free admission. Go check it out.
Yeah, The Right Guys.
The Right Guys, yeah.
We never really got around to fixing the name. But, yeah, you go to The Right Guys on YouTube, and we have, like, three videos that were in Philadelphia that kind of based around some of the crap that happened. But,
so, yeah, we get to the concert, and I'm just like, all right, okay, so, you know, we're still doing pretty good. No, have no idea about what's about to hit us.
And yeah. Then,
we get to the concert, and yeah, you know what? I'll let you explain this.
Okay, so
because your perspective, I think, is the funniest.
Because I think I was the only one there that was like, I kind of had a level head, but then once you know, incident three happened. Incident three. So you know, whether you want to say this in the comment section, the rating section underneath us is, if you go to a completely other state, completely different country, you're, you know, at the time, you know, whatever, you're a single guy, single girl,
you're gonna mingle a little bit. You're gonna want to explore. And you're gonna want to hang out with the people and just see whatever happens happens. You're not gonna you know get a chloroform rag and knock someone out and just rape them, and all of a sudden they wake up with their gut opened up and you put drugs inside of them. Which, by the way, that movie's called Lucy with what's her name?
That chick from
Avengers.
Yeah.
Tip of my tongue. Her name is. Yo, I feel like if we don't figure out the name, her name.
Moving on. If you know her name, can you leave it in the comments?
Nah, you know what? Now I'm all jacked up. Now we're having to go to Google and we're gonna have to like figure out what. I almost want to say Jennifer Aniston. And I know that's really wrong. We're gonna go to the Avengers cast, and I'm gonna hate myself when I figure out her name. Wow, Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, Lucy.
That was
really bad. But anywho, so that happened, and we met a couple girls, you know, mainly for Jake, as Jake was doing his exploration. There's two girls, the first two girls, and everything was fine. We were all getting to know each other. We said we had a clothing company and whatever, and Jake was this big time hotshot, and they ate it. They said they own their own stores in Maryland. Whether that's true or not, who knows? But anywho, that
you guys are listening, please leave it in the comment section.
Yeah, we want to know exactly your thoughts after you hear this story. Like, please share it. Have other people hear this story. And just, would you have done the same thing? Would you have done anything differently? Or would you have just, like, would you just pull a gun? Would you have taken the gun? Would you have taken your dad's gun out of his drawer and wait till 11:59, feel like time, and just blow his brains out? I don't know. Anywho, that got pretty dark. But anywho, so we're talking. Gabe comes out of nowhere. Once he finally chimes in and he hears what the conversation's going on, he goes, oh, he doesn't have a job. He's not doing anything. He's not a big-time hotshot. And, like, that happened. And, like, you know when those oh, shit moments hit you and, like every like all your surroundings goes black and the spotlight's on you and you hear no sound? You just hear... That happened. And Jacob slowly looked at me and I slowly looked at him. We both thought, like...
In a moment of pure desperation.
We're going to have to kill him. Like, this is... Like, like the girls look and they're like, oh.
He's like, now let me tell you how I make wings for a
living. Yeah, he goes, I make wings for a living. And, you know, like, we're going to repeat ourselves and say that there is no big deal with this incident. It's just... It's really hard to really go into a whole lot of detail, but that moment happened, and we look at each other, and we're like, oh, crap, what do we do? How do you fix this? The girls are slowly taking steps backwards. They look at Jacob, and they go, oh, just so you know, like, we'll be right back. Like, you know when you lose a girl's interest, we'll be right back, or you lose a guy's interest, and they're just like, oh, you know, I'll be right back, and we'll get us a drink, and they just disappear. Yeah, so that happened, and Jacob's like, Jacob said, fuck, let's just go for it. And he goes, he gets real close to one of them. Like, he's about to hold them, like, real close. He goes, by the way, I'm also a financial advisor. Like, a financial advisor of what?
Just like, let me try to bring this back from the pits of hell.
They found out that you don't got going anywhere. They find out that you had nothing. Well, from what Gabe's understanding, that they told them is that you have nothing, and then you want to just chime in and be like, you know, I'm also a financial advisor myself.
From my wallet.
Needless to say, they left. We never saw them again. oh, before here's incident number four. Every time we met people, he insists on getting their, like, social media accounts, yeah. Which is cool because, you know, it's like a double-edged sword, I guess you can say, is that you get to meet more people and you get to experience things with them if they want to. I mean, that's a little creepy if not. And what else is it? You just kind of go off that vibe. But then there's also the 99.99% chance that it's going to get real creepy. incident number four is that he gets real creepy. And if at any point we just get really lost with the number of incidents that happened, that just explains that it was that big of a shit show. But
what are we on, incident number 24?
Yeah, something like that. He asks, "Can I get you like your Instagram?" The girls go, "Sure." He's not even a foot away from them. I'm not even like half an inch away from them, and he pulls his phone and he's following their accounts right there, and he's scrolling through all their pictures, liking their pictures.
Individual photos. He zooms in and he's like, "Oh, who's that?"
Yeah, like
they just look at him, they're just like,
you creep. They looked at us and we were making friends, and they looked at us like, "Oh, you guys are responsible for him." Like, yeah, you guys are.
One of them made eye contact with me, and I'm just like, "I'm sorry."
I'm just, you should like, you whisper.
She saw it in my eyes.
Yeah,
like just a sorry look. But like, so okay, as he was doing that though, I was just like, "All right, dude." I leaned over and I was just like, "Dude, knock it off." And then he turns to me, he yells loudly, "You knock it off," and I'm just like, I can't.
He's just like, you knock it off. Overall, we the show was awesome. I don't think we've ever experienced a crowd the way we did. Everyone got so huddled up that basically if one person moved like to the left, you all moved to the left. Like, I think the coolest thing is that they were playing Mr. Brightside, and they asked everybody to sit down on their knees. That whole entire room, it was like a bar-ish. It was a really gigantic bar. Everyone sat down on their knees, and me and Jacob, we just kind of looked at each other, like kneeling, like, "Are we really gonna do this? Like, what's going on?" That but yeah, the show was awesome.
Because some of those people needed to actually take a seat.
Oh my gosh!
It's just like crowd surf after crowd surf. Like, you saw the same person like going five times. I'm just like, dude, like you're kicking me in the face.
Like, let us. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, if you're gonna crowd surf, okay, just do it once. But like, you know, if you're gonna like, it's just no, just don't do
it. It's just no way. They
why not crowd surfing is
the cool. Yeah. The show ends. We get in the car and we leave. Now here's another incident. It took us about, I think, 30 minutes to get to the venue from where our hotel was at to the venue.
I completely forgot about this happened. So remember when we were chilling outside of the venue after everything, like after we left, we walked out, we were chilling outside the venue.
Yeah.
And I was talking to, I just started talking to this one girl that just came up to me, right? And so do you remember her?
Talking
for like, I don't know, maybe a minute. Yeah. And then out of nowhere, Gabe comes out and he's like, "Do you have a boyfriend?"
We see some random chick.
I just look at him and I'm just like,
she's probably drunk or something. Who knows? And she's just sitting there having a steady conversation with us. We're not going after her, nothing like that. Basically, it's like after a show, you have like those post-show like conversations with people like how awesome it was. And then he just strolls up. "Do you have a boyfriend?" Like, no, man. You don't do that. You don't.
He went there. So.
Yeah. So we leave. Keep in mind, again, from our hotel to the venue was about a 30-minute drive. So we're thinking,
we're
cool.
We're starving. We're like,
Jacob orders.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. You order a pizza. We're so stoked. The one time we chose to let Gabe be in the passenger seat,
like,
for GPS.
I was like already like so, like I had a headache going on and this shit too, possibly from what happened. But
can you explain to us why it took us over an hour and a half to get home when it was only a 30-minute distance of a drive? We can't. Oh no, actually, yeah, we can go into detail.
Oh yeah, definitely. So this is what happened. The one time that we trust this guy to navigate, I like set up the directions too. Like, I turn off toll roads. I already selected like the route, and I just handed him. I'm just like, "All right, I'm gonna take like a nap in the back," and I take a nap. I'm just like, "Okay, things are gonna go well." I wake up 10 minutes later, and they're arguing, and I'm just like, "What's going on?" I look at the map, and it's telling us it's gonna take us 6 hours to get back to the hotel. And I'm just like, "How does this happen? 10 freaking minutes!" And so we had to take a toll road to actually get back. I don't know what like landmass of water we passed over to have that happen to us, but
you gave him his, you told him the GPS, and he goes, "I don't know how to use my phone." I'm sorry, I refrained myself for a good 24 minutes. I hate you. How do you not know how to use your GPS?
And you using your phone. First, don't be on YouTube.
Yeah.
When you're told to navigate.
you took like 5 minutes to set it up for him. You go, here, tell Marcus when to turn, whatever. He goes, okay, cool. I'm on the road for almost an hour, and I'm like, hey, Gabe, like, what's going on? I'm like, are we good? He's like, yeah, just keep going straight. So in the corner of my eye, I look, and he's looking at some fucking YouTube video, and I'm like, I was so angry. God. We finally made it back. We're censoring this part out because it's a little too graphic, but we cussed him out big time, and the rest of the car ride was silent as hell. But we get back to the hotel. We ate the pizza, and I think, like, shortly we just passed out. We were tired because the next day we wanted to spend the whole day going through New Jersey and New York, and I know exactly what we're going to title this episode. New Jersey Bound in this one. Oh my god. But so we wake up, and we were all taking turns getting ready because it was just one bathroom. Jacob took his shower and got ready, and I took my shower and got ready. And when I came out, I had this really, there was this smell of just death. It was an ungodly death smell. It was like the plumbing from underneath us just exploded. And I was like, you guys smell that? You smell that? And Jacob's like, no, like, I thought it was just me for a second. I was like, maybe something passed by, and I just caught a whiff of it. And it was, you know, when you have those little moments, if you don't, fuck you. Anywho, then after a minute, like, Jacob smelled it too. And goes, yeah, you know, I smell it. And you know what I realized is right when you started acknowledging the smell, Gabe, like, looked, and he kind of cringed, and he got real close, like, he tightened himself up. Yeah. His dude did not shower. We didn't pay attention. He didn't shower. If he did, he showered once.
He was just holding all those smells underneath
the blanket. He was holding it, all that gunk underneath those blankets.
He probably just went like that once, and that's what you...
That's probably, yeah. He probably
that's
just...
what you got.
He shifted in the bed, and all of a sudden, just like a tsunami of shit just hit me in the face, and that was it. We go through his bag, and he has all of these clothes.
Yeah, we wanted to go like to like a nice like place. We were like planning on going, I don't know where, but like...
There was a lot of like, ready for anything. Like social clubs that we were trying to go up to the top of the view because a lot of them had open views. We wanted to go to the top of these places and take some pictures.
Yeah, and like, I mean, we both had small bags. Like, yeah. Whatever I brought, I made sure, like, it works in, like, any situation.
Yeah.
This dude brought, he could have brought anything.
6-foot Subway bag.
But he stocked up on graphic tees.
Graphic tees.
He had graphic tees for days, and, yeah.
And basically, that's not socially acceptable inside any kind of a place that we were going to. Not that it was fancy, but, I mean, you ain't getting anywhere in if you're gonna, Anywho. So we drove out, and we drove for a while through New Jersey. It was like a good like 2 hours, 2.5 hour trip. Jacob drove this one, and we got through it, and we saw a little bit of New Jersey. It was more of like a small town from what the section that we were driving through, and then we finally got to New York. We got to see the Statue of Liberty. I fell asleep at this point, but you guys saw what, Times Square?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys had seen Times Square, and that was the one time I passed out. We found out that New York has gas attendants, where they're right there standing next to you.
Oh, that. So when we went to go pump gas, I was about to get out of the car, and this dude pops up out of nowhere asking, he's like, cash your card, and I'm just like, hello. This is the worst game I've ever experienced. I'm more like gonna give my social to like a dude on the phone that's like trying to scam me. Then I'm just like, dude, how less legit can you be? And then I find out,
cash your card. What? Huh? What?
And then I look around and I'm seeing like all these cars being pumped, like the gas is being pumped by attendants. So yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess this is a thing over here. And by the way, I heard in the news, like, I think what state is it that they don't have people pumping their own gas now, and I saw a bunch of shit on the internet, people were getting pissed.
Oh crap, I forget.
I'm just like, you know, I've been pumping my own gas since I was like a little ye child.
Ye old. But,
yeah, so anyways, that's a thing out there. You can't pump your own gas. You have to have an attendant pump it for you. So we were sitting there, like, I was feeling all like privileged and shit. Like, I felt like I needed to, like, tip this guy, like, pretty big for pumping my gas. Because, like, you know, he's getting one shit, not me. But, yeah, that happened, too.
We did that. We went through. We walked around. We had pizza. We
had New York pizza.
New York pizza.
Yeah. You know, we had problems next morning. But,
yeah, that was...
It was all worth it.
It was all very much well worth it.
We got Philly cheesesteaks. Because, of course, why not? One in Philly. Marcus, get out of the park.
I'm goofing up on the phone over here. This is cracking comedy.
Marcus has been canceled.
Because I don't remember too much after that. We did all that. We got back, and we went straight to bed again because that was the next day that we had to get the car. We had to shoot right back over to the rental store, mm-hmm. and we had to hop right back on the bus to go back to the airport. The one thing that we did get to do is that we had a Philly cheesesteak, like an authentic Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, I guess it was just called a Philly cheesesteak there.
Yeah, the place, and it was Joe's.
Oh yeah,
Joe's Philly Cheesesteak Shack, and it was literally down the street from us. Mm-hmm. We had to do that, and we ate and. Oh my god, piece of shit. We were looking at what to drink, and I was by myself. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get a Coke. He Gabe jumps right behind me. Goes Coke. He goes, you want me a Coke? Like, he kept screaming it in the shack, man. Like, who does that?
It was funny too, because like everybody in that area, like everyone in there, it was like in the morning, right? So they're all trying to get to work. They're just trying to get to, and then they see that, and they're just like,
the first thing they see. Yeah, they're just staring at him. I mean, granted, you know, I know how we said in previous podcasts, and we talked about this podcast here, we said it's a lot. There was definitely a lot. We just didn't know.
We're just touching the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, just the tip of the iceberg, because it was so much that we can't really jumble it all into one solid bunch. But, you know, rest assured. You didn't have to live through it. We lived through it, and it's...
And now we're here telling it to you guys.
Yeah. So, we did that. We hopped off, and we basically just went straight to the airport from there. You know, and we were basically minding our own business. We were asleep, and Gabe was having this random conversation with some girls behind us. Now, keep in mind, again, you can also talk about this in the comments below. If you have a drink, if you got something going on, and you're flying in the airplane, and you lose your drink or whatever, it was just a drink. He had lost his Dr. Pepper, and he goes, "Hey, you know, have you seen my Dr. Pepper?" And the girl behind him goes, "No, I haven't." He goes, "Oh, okay, you know, leave it at that." And she follows up with, "Hey, if I find it, can I have a drink of it?" Which is, I mean, I thought that was a little weird, but
well,
hey,
she probably thought it was unopened, you know?
Yeah, an open.
She probably thought like he bought it.
He's like, oh crap, I just missed it. Where is it?
Yeah, exactly.
So this happens, and so
she finds it, right?
Yeah, she
and
finds it.
She's open. Like, oh, it's open. And so, but then he's like, oh, no, no, it's okay. Go ahead and take a drink. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. I thought it was like a sealed drink. And he's like, no, it's all right. I don't mind. Yeah, I'm just like sitting there. Like, I'm trying to sleep, mind you. Like,
because we had a 5-hour like delay. On us, and we had to just like wing it out, but no. He asked her like 2 or 3 times, and I think that's, oh my god. He ruined that one for everybody. I mean, everyone just wanted to sleep, but he just kept talking and talking.
It's like, take a drink of my son.
Yeah, we touched down. These girls were flying from Miami, and they were going to a show in LA. And after we got off the plane, we said our goodbyes because, you know, we had all talked for, we talked for 5 straight hours, and it only felt like we were in it for like maybe 30 minutes. And Gabe insisted on following them until they walked outside into their car, asking them where they were going, what are they doing, can I follow you on Instagram and Snapchat, and just, oh my god.
We wound up going to that show too.
Yeah, we ended up going to the show. And yeah, Oh Wonder, mm-hmm. was, you know, I mean, to sound corny, it was quite a wonder. Like, I was very thrown off.
We'll leave it at that.
You know, that was thrown at the Shrine Expo, where Emo Night Day was thrown. Same exact venue. Except for them, it was just inside. They didn't have outside stuff like we did, you know. There was, like, multiple events that were going on.
Yeah, I was just...
Outside, upstairs. You know, I found out there was an upstairs.
No way.
There is an upstairs.
So there's shit going up there too?
Yeah. Which, well, you know, it's cool. Maybe next time. But, yeah. Oh my God. But yeah, that was basically New Jersey Bound in this one in a nutshell. That was god awful. Find it hard to believe tonight in a curiously well kept house built before I.